Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Pastor Brenda Spann coming to you from the Now Network broadcast. is truly honored to be here. I pray that those that have tuned in have had a blessed and prosperous week. I'm just excited. The word I will be coming from the book of Psalms, the 144th chapter, the 15th verse, and it reads, "Blessed are those whose God is the Lord." Blessed. Blessed. That man is favored. I'm reminded of the Psalms 1 says that blessed is a man who sits not in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. We're going to talk about the blessings. The blessings upon those that belongs to the Lord. That is a child of God. The Bible said that he has bestowed blessings upon you. He has showered you with his blessings. You have inherited the blessings of the Lord. Someone today needs to receive the word. You have inherited the blessings of the Lord. The Bible says in Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, it said, "Blessed be the Lord who daily bears our burdens, the God who is our salvation." And so the Bible talks about God bearing our burdens. You know, the Bible says that we cast our burdens upon God because why? He cares for you. And so we don't have to carry any burdens. We don't have to carry no shame, no conviction. We don't have to carry no pain. He said, cast it upon him because he cares for you. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now. We lift you up today, God. We glorify you. We exalt your name, God. Your name is holy. We thank you that there is no other name among earth that no man can be saved. But that name is Jesus. Lord, we glorify you in your word. I pray, oh God, that you reveal your hidden secrets to your people today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Many that have tuned in have a prayer request. Lord, I ask that you look upon their needs. Many that need a prayer for sick, deliverance, healing. Their children may be sick. Their children may be incarcerated. Lord, I ask that you look upon their needs, oh God. Lord, I ask that you reveal your word to your people today. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, as I was driving today, I began to start thinking about the blessings of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord, and it says, another scripture, they say that it makes one rich and it added no sorrow to you. And so we know that whenever God blesses us, the blessing that God gives us, there's no sorrow that comes with it. There's no credit debt collectors that are calling your phone. You're not struggling to pay your car note or your mortgage. Because why? Because the sorrow of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich and adding no sorrow to it. And so if anything that you have that's causing you to have sorrow and to regret that you have it, well, we have to take a look at it, that thing or that issue did not come from God. It did not come from God. Because why? Because God does not add sorrows to the blessings. He does not add stress or anxiety to the blessings. And so in this scripture, in this book of Psalms 144, David is the writer of the Psalms. And he starts out to say that, "Praise the Lord who is my rock." Praise the Lord who is my rock. So David started out acknowledging that God is his foundation. God is his firm foundation. God is his rock of safety. He is his rock of strength. And so David, I love it when he starts it off. He says, "Praise the Lord who is my rock." And he begins to say that he trains my hands for war and gives my finger skills for battle. But if you go down in the second verse, you say, "He is my loving ally and my fortress, my tower of safety, my rescuer. He is my shield, and I take refuge in him. He makes the nation submit to me." And so David, he's acknowledging that everything that's going on in his life, with him being a king, with him ruling over Israel, with all the money that he has, all the goods that he has, he acknowledged, "I didn't get this out of my own power. I got this. All this came from God. Blessings come from God." We have to understand that. blessings come from God, the favor of God, the favor of God. Many has the favor of God upon their lives, but we have to use wisdom. We have to use wisdom. How to handle the things that God has given us, how to handle the talents that God has given us. Many times God gives us the favor of God comes upon us, and God overshadows us with positions, finances. He's appointing us as leaders. And sometimes we misuse what God gives us, okay? But God said, I'm trying to get a blessing. I'm talking to somebody today. I'm trying to get a blessing into your hand. But I'm not going to give you the blessing if you're not going to handle it with care. God is trying to get a blessing in your hand. Many people say that they're blessed. They say they connect blessings to what they have, tangible things. No, they want what you know. They're only happy, or they only feel happy. Blessed is another word of happy. They only feel happy when they're financial stable, or if they are in a relationship. Sometimes blessings could come from, oh, I'm blessed, I got a car or whatever. They connect blessing to materialistic things or tangible things. But God said, I want to go beyond that. I want to bless you with eternal. Oh, hallelujah. I want to bless you with internal peace. I want to give you unlimited peace. I want to give you unlimited joy. I want to give you unlimited happiness. Okay, this is the type of blessing that God said he's going to get into your hand. And with all the material and everything else that he gives you, it would not come sorrow. Sorrow would not become behind it. You know, whatever God gives you, sorrow would not come behind it. Okay, and so God said, I'm trying to get a blessing into your hand. And so, first of all, in order for God to get a blessing in your hand, you have to acknowledge that everything, the earth, the land, the money, the houses, the healing, the gifts, all these things belong to God. He owns everything. He owns everything. Okay? And so in order for God to get anything into your hands, he has to know, are you capable of handling it? Because sometimes when God put things into people's hands, well, pride creeps in. Okay? Sometimes people misuse the things that God gives them. And God is saying again, just like I'm reminded of Solomon, you know, God blessed him. I mean, oh my goodness, he had so many wives and concubines and money and wisdom to govern God's people. But he misused what God gave him, okay? And if you look in the Bible, the Old Testament, many times when God put someone in a position and they misused their position, well, God would take them off the throne. God would take them off. God is the one that set up kings, and he's the one that tears down kings. And so we have to understand that no one is put into a position unless God allowed them to be put into a position. Okay? And so we're talking about the blessings of the Lord. Blessed are those who God is their Lord. And so David, in spite of the many issues that he had with himself, David was not a perfect man. We know that David stole the wife of Bathsheba, and he killed Bathsheba's husband, and he did a whole lot of different things. But the Bible says that David was the apple of God's eye. And so God does not look at your imperfection, okay? He does not look at your imperfection. He doesn't look at who you are now, but he look at who you can become. He looks at when this person is filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit, and this person is spending time with me, I'm looking at who that person can become, okay? Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Not because of my circumstances. Not because of what the enemy may try to come up, the arrows and the adversity that he tried to throw at me. But I'm going to rejoice in the God that I serve and the God that I believe and trust in. In spite of sickness, pain, in spite of my finances, in spite of what may be going on in my life or my kids' life, I must chose to rejoice. The enemy will come like a flood. He will come up against you. He will try to come up against you. Because why? He wants you to be distracted from God altogether. He just does not want you to serve God at all. If he can get you hooked in to that sin that you once was ensnared in, if he can get you to stay in a season of sin, then he feels that he has you there. Okay? So his purpose is to get you distracted off of God. Okay? And many times, people do get distracted off God. But I thank God, like the prodigal son, that we are able to come on back home and God receives us with grace and with mercy and with forgiveness and with repentance. I thank God that we serve a loving God. Okay? And so David says that I thank you, Lord, that you reached down from heaven and rescued me from the deep waters. My goodness, many of us have found ourselves in some deep waters, in some deep depression, in some deep debt, in some deep issues, some deep pain, some deep regrets, some deep shame. But David said, I thank you, God, that you rescued me from deep waters and from the power of my enemies. Oh, hallelujah. That is what a loving God does. He doesn't throw it up in your face. He says, as far as your sin is from the east to the west, I have thrown it in the sea of forgetfulness, and I will not remember no more. I will not bring it up no more. I will not condemn you no more. Okay? He said, bless it. Bless it. Thank you, God, for reaching down from heaven and saving me and rescuing me from the deep waters. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. Numbers says, the Lord lifts up his countenance on you and gives you peace. The Lord shines upon you. He looks upon you. He smiles upon you. And he gives you peace. He gives you peace. Oh, hallelujah. Psalms 68:19 says that blessed be the Lord who daily bears our burdens. Oh, I said that scripture, but Luke 11:28 says, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. Well, we must be doers of the word and not hearers of the word. We must be doers of the word. It said, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. Observe it. Do what the word of God has told you to do. God has spoken his words, and he has recorded it down in the Bible for our learning, for our understanding, for our teaching. He has given us his word. The word that we read in the Bible is a word that has spoken directly from God, okay? Directly from God, inspired by man, okay? Okay, and so we have to remember that the blessings of God is not temporal, okay? But the blessings of God is an eternal and a spiritual blessing. The scripture says that if you be seated with Christ, set your affection on the things of Christ, okay? And so we have to remember that that we are in this world, but not of this world, okay? And I think I said this before. Sometimes it gets sort of hard to be in a world with everybody doing their own thing, and you have to stand still and still stand for God. I have to say that standing for God, you're not going to be popular. A lot of people is not going to like you. A lot of people in the book of Acts, many people came up against the gospel, not the people per se. not the apostles, but it came up against the gospel. Why? Because the apostle was spreading the same message that Jesus spread. And so when Jesus ascended into heaven, here we go, the same message has been spread by the apostles. They felt that they had silenced the word of God by putting Jesus to death. But all they did was allow the word to multiply, okay? They allowed the word to multiply by God's people. And so David says that, may our barns be filled with crops every kind. May the flocks in our fields multiply by the thousand, even tens of thousands. Oh, hallelujah. This is a prayer that David is saying. He said, may I continually to be blessed with a supply of food. May my barns be continually filled. Okay? The Bible said that God never seen his seed forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Okay? And so that is what our God, our shepherd does. Okay? He supplies the food. He supplies our food. He gives us provision. Okay? He gives us the things that we need to on a daily basis. Okay? The Bible says, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us of the benefits. Blessed. We have to understand that everything that we have comes from Almighty God. I had a person tell me that they have a job and they have a car because they wake up and they make it happen. And I said to this person, I said, you wake up every morning, get up, get dressed, drive to your job because you make it happen. I said, what about God waking you up? What about that you are able to walk on your two legs? Okay, and so sometimes we miss the most important thing. God, first of all, God wakes you up. We don't wake up on our own. Sometimes people think because they have a alarm clock that it wakes them up. No, it's all the Almighty God. God wakes you up every morning. And then when you get up and on your feet, it's the God that allows you to have strong feet and strong legs to walk on. And so I had to remind her, that is God that has given you the job. It is God that has given you the car. But this is how she compares her happiness. This is how she compares what she has, that she makes it happen. And so I had to let her know that it is all God. It is all God that has blessed you. And I could have went there, you know, saying other things about, what if you didn't have this? What if you didn't have a home? What if you didn't have a car? What if you didn't have any food to eat? But, you know, sometimes you have to allow God to speak through what he does for others, okay? And so David, he said, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for my barns is filled and my crops and every kind. May the flocks in our field multiply by the thousand and tens of thousands, and may our oxen be loaded down with produce. May there be no enemy breaking through our walls, no going into captivities, no cries of alarm in our town square. So then after he thanked God, he acknowledged God of who he is, and he began to telling God, praying to God about all the things that he wants God to continue to bless him with. Then he began to start saying, Lord, and I pray that no one break in, oh, hallelujah, and steal it. I pray that the enemy don't come in and devour what you have blessed me with. I pray that no one is ever going into captivity. May I never go into captivity, the bondage of addiction, the bondage of idolatry, the bondage of witchcraft. May I never go into bondage of that captivity again. And he said, no cries or alarm in our town square. Yes, joyful all those who live like this. Joyful indeed are those who God is the Lord. God wants to get a blessing into your hands today. Psalms 144, we're coming from. But the book of James says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into a various trial, knowing that the testing of your faith produce patience. We have to have patience, okay? Sometimes we want it right now, right now, right now. And God said, no, you need to wait and know that I am God. And see, we want God to move on our time, and our time is not God's timing. Our ways are not God's ways, okay? And so he's saying, just wait. Someone is listening today, and God is saying, you've been praying to God about something that you want in your life. God has said, I'm going to give it to you. But he said, you have to be patient. I'm learning. I'm teaching you to be patient. He said, I would give it to you when I think that you're ready and not when you think that you're ready. Okay? God said, I want to bless you. And when I bless you, I don't want the enemy to come in and devour it up. I don't want the enemy to come in and steal it. And then I don't want you to go into captivity or go into bondage. Sometimes we'll use things that God has given us, and then the enemy will open the door up, and then we'll find ourselves being in captivity with sin, being in captivity with idolatry, being in captivity with addiction. And so God said, I want to bless you, but you have to learn patience. Patience brings forth endurance. Endurance brings forth patience. And so God says, and so he says that, he said that I want to bless you. He said, but you need to know, you need to learn patience. He said, I'm going to bless you. It's a timing that I want to bless you. Okay. And so he said, but I want you to continue to keep your mind stay focused on me. Okay. Because so we have to understand that serving God and having a relationship is not like having a relationship with a boyfriend or a girlfriend, or many times you get upset, you break off, and then all of a sudden you get back together and you do something mad and you know, they don't give you certain things. Sometimes we treat God the same way, you know, because God is not going to give me what I want. Well, I'm not going to serve him. I'm not going to pray to him. I'm not going to read. I'm going to go do my own thing. And we treat God just like that. We treat God just like that, just like he's a boyfriend or a girlfriend. And God said, no, I'm married to you. I have a lifelong commitment with you. He said, treat me like you're married. He said, regardless of the up and down that you go through, you stick in with me. You stay still, okay? And so God is saying, I want to continue to bless you. We're already blessed, saints, when God allows us to wake up every morning with breathing, and we have a roof over our head. So I'm just thankful. I began to start thanking God for all the many blessings that he has blessed me with. I charge you to begin write down all the blessings that you have, because everything that you have, do, everything comes from God's name. And so David, in spite of all the things that David had encountered, one thing that David did have, he had a repentant heart. You know, whenever he would mess up, he would always go back to God and he would ask God to forgive him. He would get on his face and he would begin to ask God to forgive me. And that's the same thing as with the Israelites. You know, they would rebel against God, and God was, you know, send a prophet. They would go into captivity, and God would send a prophet to deliver them. In spite of them being rebellion and stiff-necked people and disobedient people, God still loved them. And God did not want to see them in bondage. He did not want to see them in captivity. He did not want to see them in slavery, because God loved them. In spite of them being disobedient, God still had mercy and grace upon them. And like he bestows that on us every day, saints, you know, we can never do anything that would stop the love of God, okay? He loves us unconditionally. And I thank God that God has demonstrated that to our life, because a lot of times we have not found that on earth. But we serve a God that loves us unconditionally. In spite of our flaws, in spite of our wounds, in spite of our marks on our, he loves us unconditionally. He died for us, okay? And he just didn't die, but he resurrected with all power. I have to say that, because I don't want to leave him dead. Hallelujah. I thank him that he rose with all power, and he just didn't rose with all power, but he defeated death, and he conquered the grave. Oh, hallelujah. I'm excited. Blessed is the man who Lord is their God. I encourage you to continue to run this race that has been set before you. God is faithful. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Put your trust in God. God is there with you. You may think that God is not with you. Some of the things that we endure and we go through, I encourage you, just hold on to God's hand. The Bible says, if you encourage yourself in the Lord, He will strengthen you. He will strengthen you. He will bring you out. He will bring you out. And He won't just bring you out alone. He will come out with you. He's with you. He's with you, saints. And so, blessed is the man. You know, walking the walk, being a Christian, being a believer of God, your faith will be tested. Your faith will be tested. And your faith and will be tried like fire, like gold in the fire. It will be tried. But I tell you, you're on the winning side. If you just hold on to God and we not trust in what you see and how you feel, that is one thing that as humans we get wrong. We cannot walk by feelings, but we have to walk by faith. In spite of what we see, we got to walk by faith. We have to trust that God is with us and God is working all these things out for my good. He's going to bring me out and I'm not going to smell like any smoke. My shoes are not going to be worn off. My hair is not going to be gone. I'm coming out. You need to say, I am coming out. Okay, why? Because the blessings of the Lord, the favor of the Lord is upon me today. Okay, and so continue to trust God. Continue to be patient. Continue to walk in his ways, okay? God has put His word in the Bible for you to know what to do, what you can't do, and just be faithful to God. Just like many times we get in these we used to get in these old relationships and we was faithful to it, but God, He's a good one. He will never leave you. He'll never cheat on you. He wants to get blessings into your hands, okay? God bless you. I pray that you was blessed by the message today. Tell someone else about the weekly Bible study. And to God be the glory. To God be the glory. I'm excited about 2020, the things that God is speaking and God is doing into the lives of the believers. And I just applaud you to continue to stand fast, trust God, run this race. And hey, to God be the glory. God bless you, and I will be talking with you next week. God bless you.